Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We are going to have Bud sit down with us, and Bud Brimberg has been with us before. I wanted to get him back on. You recognize this shirt, Bud?
It's a beauty, and I'm wearing a different one today as well.
You're wearing a different one today. You got the Red Hot Chili Peppers there.
I got the Hot Licks, which is the guitars with Chili Peppers winding around them.
Yeah.
And you've got Bebop Buzz.
Bebop Buzz.
With one of my favorite buttons.
Buttons. I love that. That's why I bought this shirt. I'm going to be honest with you.
The buttons are
incredible. Three-dimensional.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep. And beautiful bees in a circle. They're fabulous. And they're brass colored. One of my faves.
Truly, the only reason I bought the shirt was I had these crazy coral pants and this shirt. Look at that.
Look at that.
Is that unbelievable?
Well, that's what you're supposed to do, you know? Most people have wardrobe coordinators. You do it yourself.
Well, this is my Garanimals approach. You know, there's a tag in there that A goes with A and B goes with B.
It works.
So how you doing? Second weekend starting off. How things going?
Fabulously. Really well. Really well. And, you know, the poster's doing really well. Tank performed last week.
Last week.
And she was great. She also performed with Ivan Neville and the Revivalists.
Yeah, absolutely.
Which was a great, soulful piece. So, the poster's doing great. Thanks. Yeah.
I've not had a chance to talk to you, but had an incredible interview with James Michalakopoulos. I mean, it was just off the rails. What an interesting guy.
He is an institution.
Yeah, I mean, I was blown away by it. I mean, it was just very natural, free-flowing, and just, you know, so humble about what he has produced. 8 posters, the largest festival poster artist in the world, I think you told me, or something along those lines.
Terrence Osborne also has done perhaps the same number, but Michalakopoulos he used to paint and sell for a few $100s,
mm-hmm.
paintings on Jackson Square. Hanging on the fence, and I don't know that it's right or to say he stumbled upon this intuitive, internalized sense of the buildings, the soul, the spirit of New Orleans, and he was able to then take that and manifest it in these gorgeous paintings, and built a reputation that, frankly, is worldwide. I mean, one of the funny things about New Orleans, maybe everywhere, but New Orleans in particular, because it's a very intense cultural place, is that it thinks that its local people aren't as big outside, you know, beyond the river or the lake.
Right.
You know? And this guy shows in Paris, California, New York, and
I looked at the list and I don't know where I found the list of everywhere he has presented. It is unbelievable.
He's a worldwide
artist. This. And I don't know that most people here in this city recognize that or realize that.
In part, perhaps, because he has a gallery in the Quarter. So unless you go to the Quarter, you might not have stumbled on him. And it's, you know, off to the side. It's not on one of the major thoroughfares. And unless a friend has one of his pieces and you admire it. So, yeah, it's a little different. Because he's in the Quarter, a lot of people from out of town, which is, I guess, how he began to spread and become quite famous.
Yeah. Let's talk about Terrence Osborne, because I got to imagine between the two of them, they've done more than anyone. Is
correct,
that true?
Correct. And there's a reason for it. The way the process of making the poster goes is I start with a concept for the subject, which I hope will survive the process, because it doesn't always. Mm-hmm. Sometimes Quint will say, I think such and such is going to play, but until he's certain, I can't be certain. So we might start in a direction that doesn't happen.
Right.
Once the concept is in my head, I start thinking about where does that person or subject belong? Where is it? Is it in the quarter? Is it like the phenomenal, honestly phenomenal piece by Scott Guyon of Dr. John right after he passed, floating on the clouds in heaven with St. Louis Cathedral?
Right.
I mean, honestly, the concept was there, and I said, Scott, I have this idea, and other than me being a sounding board as he developed it, I just stood by in awe. So the same is true of, and Scott's done several, one underappreciated piece of his was 2021, we were still in lockdown, and it's a warehouse, apparently a warehouse, in the quarter, and inside the warehouse is the outside festival.
Oh, cool.
So it was inside, outside. And it was actually the first, even though this year is the first full-blown festival scene,
yeah.
That was actually a predecessor. And it's a phenomenal piece of surrealism, which is, you know, the festival is surreal. It's phenomenal.
You know, it's interesting how, you know, bands that ultimately get to play here and go on as a result of playing here become, you know, kind of a name band. People know about it. But the same holds true with the artist, with the poster. A lot of the folks that are out here on the festival grounds with some of the presentation that they have, whether it's a craft or an art, they get recognized, and all of a sudden they're off and running. And the next thing you know, there's a gallery that's presenting their work somewhere, somehow, and then more galleries.
And maybe one of the best examples of that, if you've ever spoken to him, and you should, I don't know if he's here this year, because last year I remember him saying he was going to retire, Thomas Mann.
Yeah, yeah.
I met him here. I saw a few of his pieces. I bought them for my wife, having no idea that he was, well, at the time, he was an artisan, craftsman, and the work was so unusual and beautiful, and he wound up, again, another global person. I turned on the TV, I don't know how long ago, and he was on a PBS special about him. Crazy, right?
Absolutely.
This is the, you know, this place, this festival was founded because it's the birthplace of jazz, and it then goes on to birth other arts and artists.
You know, it seemed to me that in your process, there has to be friction points or points of being difficult, because there's so many competing inspirations.
Yeah.
I mean, as you're going through this litany of the list, I don't know why this thought just popped into my head, and I'm saying, this actually makes it tougher, right?
Yes. So I'll give you my favorite anecdote of this. Depending on the artist, and as I work more with them, it becomes a true collaboration of love and friendship. We Terrence, James, Scott, these guys are like brothers. We can think, we each bring a different thing to the table, but we have so much respect for what that is that everything is open and it develops collaboratively. On the other hand, in the early days, I worked with an artist who really despised me, hated the process, couldn't stand that I would either take the crayons away or insist that he color in the box or out of the box, whatever it was, right? And so at the end, the poster comes out, and this is before anybody else had a chance to say it's good or very good or whatever. He said, that's the best thing I've ever done. Because what happens in the creation of art, until you, I guess, mature and have your own person standing on your shoulder disciplining you,
right,
is you really do need a discipline, a sounding board, somebody who recognizes things that you might recognize in your own talent and what's coming out of your own hand, to sort of amplify that, encourage that, stop you before you run another red light, you know, whatever it is.
I have this vision of you being the guardian angel on one shoulder and the devil on the other. As you tell that story, James, do that. No, James, don't do that.
No, no, with James.
And I'm just throwing that name out because you just mentioned it.
Although the first poster he did for me, Dr. John, 1998, spectacular piece, caught the essence of Dr. John in his, not really heyday, because his heydays were the 70s on a national basis, but certainly while he was still a New Orleans walking, breathing, creating. I think it was even before his Popeyes commercial.
Yeah.
And
before the Doit.
Yeah. And so he did the painting you see, not exactly, but close. And I said, man, I really love that. And he says, well, leave it with me. I come back a day or two later, he's got a completely different painting. I said, what is that? He says, no, this one's better. I said, no, it's not. We're doing that one. You got to finish it. And he probably still hates me for that to this day. The other painting was equally... The issue is, or the challenge, is you can have a great painting, but it might not be a good poster.
Right.
A poster is a very particular format, means of communication. So it's got to tell a story in a certain way.
How many folks do you, and this is like a complete off-the-wall question, all right? So forgive me on the front end. How many people you think have one of every poster for Jazz Fest?
I can't tell you how many, but I can tell you that we have a lot because we sell online. So we communicate with them. Back in the day, it was all over-the-counter at the festival, but now we communicate with them regularly. And they actually will say, I've got every one. Can you let me have number XYZ? And it's a little tough, so we don't encourage, you know, new entries into this very special space. But we try to do it if we can. So there are quite a number. There's a wonderful story on our website, artfornow.com, that in the blog, this doesn't answer your question. It answers a different question. A guy collected every single Bayou Wear shirt ever made.
Wow.
And when he passed away, in his will, he bequeathed one to every one of his heirs, provided they attended his funeral wearing them. And there is a picture on our website in the blogs of this whole family in a bar.
But how rewarding is that?
Does it get any better than that?
I mean, it doesn't get any better than that.
No, it doesn't.
That, right?
It really doesn't.
You know, and I have a doctor that I go to who has I have to imagine that she has every one. Because she has no more wall space in her doctor's office, and it's just all Jazz Fest posters, you know. And I kid her about it when I see her, but I guarantee you she's got to have every one.
That's how I chose my dentist. I didn't know it at the time.
You didn't know.
But when I walked in, I went, I'm home.
I'm home, eh?
It's why I eat at Mandina's and Mother's. I'm home.
But you know, there's hardly a restaurant that doesn't have it, you know.
I'm actually
a Jazz Fest poster up, you know.
My surprise, and of course I haven't stayed at every hotel in New Orleans, I'm surprised that a hotel doesn't take the posters, the Mardi Gras posters we did, the Living in New Orleans, which we did for the, New Orleans Cultural Center. All of our New Orleans posters, and use those to, instead of whatever in their rooms. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. So,
well, Bud, thank you again for joining us. I really enjoy our conversations because you have so many different insights and nuances about this special event called the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival. And I don't know that people really appreciate the influence that flows from this piece of hallowed ground right here, you know, every year.
Well, it is something very special. And next time you have me, I'm going to interview you.
Okay.
Because you're fabulous.
Well, thank you.
And I don't have to flatter you because I'm on my way out, right? I'm not trying to get on. You're fabulous, and I want to know your story.
Well, thank you. There's not much to it. Not nearly what yours is, for sure.
Great seeing you. Thanks so much.
Bud Brinberg, creative director, Art for Now, publisher of the Jazz Fest poster. Folks, when we come back, we are going to introduce to you the new CEO of the Jazz Fest and Heritage Festival Foundation, Blake Anthony Johnson. So stay with us.